Well, I'm standing here just before the Berlin Marathon 2015 and with two very fine runners. One who's won the BMW Berlin Marathon, that was 25 years ago, Uta Pippig, who's had some wonderful performances in her career. We'll be hearing from Uta the reasons, several reasons why she's here, and someone who is going to be racing on Sunday in the BMW race, and that's Anna Hahner, going to, well, get the Olympic qualifying time. That's her target, and she had her best ever marathon, 2:26:44, last year. First of all, with Anna, you had a trial run on the Olympic course in Rio in July, but this is really an important race for you, isn't it? Not just what you can do, but the target of that Olympic norm.
Yeah, the Olympic norm for me, that's the big goal. I want to race for Germany next year in the Olympic Games in Rio. And so I want to run very fast at Berlin Marathon. And of course, the Olympic standard is one goal, but I want to run even a bit faster. I want to break my PB because it was such an amazing feeling to cross the finish line and see the 2:26 on the watch. So that's my goal for Sunday.
And you've said how much Berlin, the atmosphere, the people, the course means to you. We know what it meant to Uta, the first unified Berlin Marathon 25 years ago, but just give us a feel of what it's like to run in Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin is for me, it's like coming home. It's my marathon city because it's already the third marathon I can race in this city, and the people, they are so welcoming and they cheer me up. And yeah, for me, it's feeling like, okay, that's my town, my city. That's the best city for me to run a fast marathon.
Well, Uta Pippig, you're a citizen of many cities, countries, the USA, Germany, your foundation, Take the Magic Step for charity. 25 years ago, you going to the start line and winning the first ever all-Berlin marathon. That must still be a great memory for you.
It is, and I think it is for many. So many, 25,000 people ran back then, and you know, it was a special, very special day to run together united through both parts of the city for the first time after, you know, we had the Cold War and the Berlin Wall came down in 89. So I'm very happy that I was able to run this race and with so many people and with so much joy and finishing it, then winning it too, coming from East Germany as an East German running girl, was special.
Yeah, I mean, you and I are somewhat older. You were running. I was working here 25 years ago as a journalist. And Anna made us feel very old because she said she was barely a year old then. But it seems to feel, you know, in German they say Berlin bleibt doch Berlin. Berlin is always Berlin. There's something really essential about it. That seems to be true for this marathon as well.
Right, and especially, I mean, I have, for instance, just an apartment still in Berlin, not just a baggage, you know. But it is, Berlin is so special. The people are excited about their race. They love the runners. They love Anna. You know, they are so open and welcoming. They love their sport. They love to run and to be fit. And they love freedom. So maybe that's the special connection from 25 years ago where we all ran into freedom and the united, you know, future.
Yep. Anna, have you had a chance to be picking Uta's brains about racing on Sunday? I mean, we know you're an international runner, you've run championships, but I mean, any kind of information being shared?
Yeah, I think she has so much positive energy, and I think smiling is an important factor. It was an important factor for her during racing, and I realized that's also very important for me because if you smile, the people smile back, and this gives you a lot of energy, and this helps me to run even faster.
That's an interesting question because I've talked to some Kenyans. I mean, Wilson Kipsang, was the world record holder in the marathon, saying, "You look so relaxed, Wilson." He says, "Yes, it's important. I radiate confidence in my body." And Uta, with your yoga, which you've been doing for many years, you know, and the joy you show in running, it's a mental and a physical thing, is it?
Absolutely. I think positive energy, if you are able to regain your strength by having positive energy all the time, you come into a state of very cool relaxation. And very cool relaxation is the key for fast running. So if you want your goal, but you want it in a way that it comes to you, then you mostly succeed.
Well, cool relaxation, Anna Hahner, is that what you're thinking? Well, when you go to the start line, I mean, I suppose you have lots of different thoughts in your mind, but when you're on that line on Sunday.
Yeah, it's if you want it too much, then you get you are not relaxed, and you have to be relaxed to run free and easily. So with the smile on my face, it helps me to have this easy running style.
Well, Anna Hahn, we wish you all the best for getting that Olympic qualifying time for Germany in the BMW Marathon on Sunday. Ute Pippig, a return to the city where you won in such magnificent style 25 years ago. All the charity efforts you're going to be involved in, and your running and stuff, and the yoga and everything. Take the magic step. Thank you very much to both of you. Thank you, Anna and Ute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.